Hassan Asif came to Australia from Pakistan to study. He wanted to be an architect. That dream ended yesterday. Hassan Asif has died from skin cancer. His final weeks were fraught with uncertainty over whether the Immigration Department would let his family visit him before he passed away. 2.5 weeks ago, Mr. Asif's family were refused visas to visit him one last time on the basis they might overstay their term. That decision was eventually overturned and Hassan's mother and brother were able to spend his final days with him in a Melbourne hospice. And they were there by his side when Hassan passed away yesterday. Liz Bishop is the CEO of Melbourne City Mission, which helped Hassan Asif throughout his ordeal. Liz, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
Liz Bishop, we're sorry to hear of Hassan's passing. How are the family doing?
Well, as you can imagine, they're not doing very well. But today is the funeral for Hassan, and they are hoping, of course, with lots of people to celebrate his life.
How did Melbourne City Mission first meet Hassan, and what kind of situation was he in at the time?
Hassan was being treated by the Peter MacCallum Centre for terminal skin cancer. He was living in student accommodation, which was not appropriate for him to be receiving care once Peter MacCallum had determined that palliative care was required. So he was referred to our community-based palliative care service, and then they spoke with our homelessness services to see whether we could accommodate Hassan.
And he was already very sick. He was diagnosed in April last year, so less than a year ago.
Yes.
Was that diagnosis a real shock to him? Had he been feeling sick for a while?
I'm not aware of whether he was feeling sick for a while, but certainly the diagnosis that he was not going to survive this cancer was a shock to him. And he was extremely optimistic right until the end.
What happened when Hassan Asif tried to reunite with his family in recent weeks? Tell us the story.
Yeah, well, initially, so he was hoping that his mother and brother would be able to come to Australia to be with him before he died. And unfortunately, the initial application for the visitor's visa was denied by Australian officials in Pakistan, which was devastating to Hassan and the family. And then a few weeks ago, we put a call out to Minister Dutton to see if the situation could be reviewed, and we eventually were able to make an application with new information about Hassan's situation, and thankfully the visas were granted, and his mother and brother arrived a week ago.
What was that new information? What did you have to say to the Immigration Department to get his family visas into Australia?
Well, an update on Hassan's medical situation, but also information about the family and their circumstances in Pakistan, where they're well established, where they have jobs, where they have broader family, etc. So that they certainly weren't a risk to overstay their visa when they were here.
So you had to provide extra reassurances, in other words, that he was about to die and
yes,
that they would leave afterwards.
Yes, that's right.
How distressing was that for Hassan Asif?
Oh, extremely distressing, which certainly called us to action on his behalf. Advocacy is something that we do. And I guess it's afterwards that you realise, what a big deal it was. Ramez, his brother, has said that being able to come is like a dream come true, that they had lost hope that they would see Hassan again before he died, and that he had no words to describe how happy they were to finally be with him.
Was there much explanation from the government as to why the Immigration Department thought the family were at a risk of overstaying?
No, not really, Sarah. I don't recall getting too much detail as to why the initial visa was denied.
It's a pretty harsh response, though, wouldn't you say, when someone's son is dying?
Oh, absolutely. But I guess that they do have to be cautious. We do need to provide information. Each situation has to be assessed on its merits. And we're just very pleased that the situation was reopened, re-looked at, and the best decision was made in the end.
So in the end, Hassan's mother and brother did receive visas to come to Melbourne on the 29th of December, just a week or two ago, to visit him before he passed away. That must have been a very bittersweet moment.
It certainly was. We've been able to accommodate his mother and his brother nearby. You know, we had to move Hassan to a specialist medical facility. They've spent every possible amount of time they can with him. His mother has been able to cook his favourite meals. He was able to introduce him to our staff that he spent a lot of time with over the in the last couple of months. They spent a lot of time talking about his life both in Pakistan but also his time here in Australia.
There will be a public funeral service for Hassan Asif in Melbourne today. Given the assurances they gave the Immigration Department, how soon after that public funeral service do the family have to leave?
I'm not sure when they have to leave, but certainly plans are being made for them to leave sometime after today.
Liz, thank you so much for sharing this story with us.
You're welcome, Sarah.
That's Liz Bishop, the CEO of Melbourne City Mission. There will be a public funeral service for Hassan Asif at Preston Mosque at noon today. And if you are attending, modest dress is required.